It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. Good morning. Next, we're going to look at a couple of very competitive 2010 election races. And for some reason here in the hot month of June, our political team has chosen to focus on areas near beaches. One is in Virginia, the other in Florida. The congressional campaign in Virginia Beach seems to have it all. An incumbent Democrat fighting to keep the seat he won a year and a half ago, and a hot Republican primary split between military business and Tea Party loyalists. NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports on a race that's a microcosm of the national political scene.
Tourists know Virginia Beach for its wide shoreline and its busy boardwalk. But locals know that the pulse of this area is not only in the tourism industry, but in the military. And that's why Congressman Glenn Nye says he focuses so much of his attention on military issues.
For instance, this week I just did a Congress at Your Base event where I spend time just being publicly available to the families that are coming to shop at the military exchange.
Nye says it was at one of those events that several military wives told him the Pentagon was cutting an education program they were in. Nye says he went straight back to Washington and worked to get that benefit back for military spouses who were already using it.
Those are the kinds of things that people here care about. I'm focused on the interests of the people of this district, and that's what I'm going to keep doing.
Nye beat the Republican incumbent in 2008 with help from the Obama wave that took this district. Without those voters, he'll have trouble keeping his seat, though. Nye proved his moderate credentials by voting against Democrats' health care and energy proposals, but still, there are no fewer than six Republicans vying to take his seat back for the GOP.
Welcome to the Specialist Radio Hour on 1110 WYRM.
Local conservative radio host Chris Kettner has showcased every one of the Republican candidates this week.
We're going to go right to our guest, Brigadier General Bert Mizuzawa, who is also running for Congress in the 2nd Congressional District. Bert, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Chris. Great to be here.
Listen to this candidate's resume. A retired 3-star general with extensive combat command experience. A Harvard Law grad who grew up poor and was the first in his family to go to college. And now, says Bert Mizuzawa,
I wanted to bring that experience to the Congress, do the best job we can, represent the young men and women serving overseas, but also here at home, because the taxpayers, quite frankly, they deserve to get the most for their dollars. And a lot of our dollars go in defense.
But Mizuzawa's experience also means he was gone from the district for years. So he just doesn't have the kind of name recognition that, say, the owner of a local car dealership has.
You'll get the best American value at Freedom Hall.
Hi, I'm Scott Ridgel.
Scott Ridgel has been a fixture of the business community here in Virginia Beach for decades. He owns 3 successful car dealerships, and he says that's his biggest strength.
As a business owner, I have a high degree of respect for the laws of finances, and they're like the laws of gravity. They apply to all people. That's what got me in this race above all else was the rapid escalation of spending that I think is putting America at risk.
Ridgel is close to Governor Bob McDonnell, and in the last 2 decades, Ridgel has donated hundreds of thousands of dollars to local and state Republicans. That, and his name recognition, have put him well ahead of the other GOP primary candidates so far. At a downtown Virginia Beach Starbucks, locals try to ward off the heat with iced coffee and frappuccinos. Charles Moore sips his drink and says he usually votes for Republicans, but Glenn Nye has impressed him in the past year.
He's kind of gone his own a little bit of in-between way, which I think is a smart thing to do.
And working on her laptop, Stephanie Jones says she usually votes for Democrats, but she's worked with Tom Ridgel and likes him. Still, says Jones, there's a wild card in this race, something nobody thought would affect it just weeks ago. Drilling. All of the candidates had been vigorous supporters of drilling for oil off Virginia's shores.
Just doesn't seem like very good long-term solutions for me, and I also feel as a tourist town, Virginia Beach could be possibly put in jeopardy, especially with all the stuff that's been going on down in the Gulf lately.
Now, all of the candidates, Nye and his challengers, support the temporary moratorium on drilling. It goes to show you that even the tightest campaigns with the shiniest candidates still have to contend with current events and impress an electorate that is hungry for strong, independent voices in Congress. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, Virginia Beach.